This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama's Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones likens the coronavirus outbreak to a forest fire.
Only you can prevent this forest fire, and that's how we need to approach this.
Alabama now has 36 confirmed cases of the disease. That number is expected to continue to rise sharply. And with long lines of people looking to get tested, Jones tells me supplies are becoming scarce.
We're going to have shortages of things like the swabs and protective gear for the healthcare workers. We don't want to overrun the system, which is already under stress.
What's the holdup on getting those swabs and other supplies?
It's just a question of the supply. People have been using them rapidly. Again, I've been concerned that some people that didn't need to be tested are taking those swab tests right now, and that's not necessarily needed. Right now, as I understand it, the state of Alabama is getting their first round of protective gear, mask, gowns, those kind of things, but they still haven't got swabs. We've got a national emergency stockpile of those. I hope it's enough. There is some thought that it may or may not be, but in any event, those are starting to come out now. It's just a question of the supply.
Well, President Trump did say on Monday that states should get their own medical supplies, these protective gear, ventilators. They should not depend on the federal government. What was your reaction to that?
I don't know what in the world he's talking about, to be honest with you. I mean, it's the federal government that needs that. They've got the stockpiles of some of these things. We've got them, and we need to start distributing them. People just can't go down to the Walmart and buy a ventilator and respirators. There's a way that we've got to do this, and I think if folks can do some things, fine, but there are national stockpiles that are starting to be distributed. There's just simply not going to be enough right now for people. One of the things that we're looking at, Andrew, is to try to get daycare and childcare for our healthcare workers, because so many of them now have kids that are going to be out of school. They don't know what in the world to do with them. We're going to have to try to think of this. We're looking at a long-term solutions here that will help us in the short run as well as the long term.
Well, there is a measure going through Congress that's aimed at providing relief. A big part of it is paid sick leave. But my question is, there is pressure to act. This is going through Congress quickly. How can we be assured that this relief is targeted in a way that it's beneficial but limits unintended consequences? How can we be assured that, you know, we're doing this right?
As a practical matter, we have to be realistic. We can't foresee every potential problem that's going to be on the horizon tomorrow, much less in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. What we're trying to do with these incentive packages, this is all going to be a work in progress. Let's pass the one we've got that deals with supplemental nutrition, emergency food assistance, nutrition assistance for the elderly, covering tests, those kind of things, paid sick leave. But I think that what I can tell you is that we're also looking at a much bigger package that we think needs to go in place right now. Things like making sure that vaccines, the research is going, and we try to get those out as possible. I think one of the things that we're going to be looking at is direct monthly assistance for working families.
You mentioned direct payments to families. There's been discussion about tax deferments, payments to airlines, hospitality industry. In your mind, what are the top economic things that you want to be done in response to this this outbreak?
I'm not one that we should focus on bailouts for airlines and cruise ship companies right now and the big corporations. I want to get money to people, because that's the ones that are going to be hurting the most. I want to take care of people that's in a supermarket, not in the stock market. Those are the kind of things that I think we need to be focusing on right now. That's going to put money in folks' pockets so they can pay their rent, they can buy their groceries, they can hunker down and not worry about the fact that they're going to lose a job down the road and potentially lose a place to live. We can't start bailing folks out, these big companies and things like that out just yet, when we don't know what the full impact is going to be.
Of course, here in Alabama, we have a runoff election scheduled for March 31st. The Secretary of State has said he's asked for legal opinion to see whether or not it could be moved. He says Alabama law currently doesn't allow that. He has said that those who are fearful of going out because of the coronavirus can vote absentee. Is that sufficient? How do you see the situation?
No, it's really not, Andrew. I mean, it's not at all. I support the efforts to try to delay the runoff. I think in a health crisis like this, We need to try to figure out a way. But we also need to do this. We need to be taking a serious look at our elections process in the state of Alabama and not try to restrict people's access to the ballot box. You know, this is not the last time we may see a national health crisis. We need to use the opportunity, just like we're using in the healthcare world, to try to plan for the future. We need to do this for elections in this great democracy.
That's Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones.